To the rural news now with Sally Murphy in Otatahi. Good morning, Sally.
Kia ora, good morning.
Now, there's been a good uptake of a project that's been looking into the health of backyard chickens.
Yeah, back in May, the School of Veterinary Science set up a national poultry health information system where chicken owners could register and provide information about their flock. Massey University's Carolyn Gates is leading the project. She says under current regulations, anyone who owns fewer than 100 birds doesn't have to register their flock on a national database, causing a huge gap in knowledge, something they're working to fix. She says since the database began in May, 740 chicken owners and 40 vets have registered.
We had a lot of interest in the project, and some of the key findings were that there's just such a gap in our ability to provide good animal health care to the backyard poultry owners, both on the veterinary side, because it's something we're not traditionally trained in very well, and there's not a lot of vets who are willing to see backyard poultry. And then the flip side, the backyard poultry keepers side, there's just so much information out there that I think people often struggle to find what they should do for their birds. And so there's a lot of well-meaning people who are potentially not investing things or going online to different websites and finding advice that's not the greatest.
Ms Gates says some owners struggle to access vet care for their birds when they're injured or sick. She says some people take things into their own hands, which can put the bird's health at risk.
There's people advocating backyard poultry keepers do surgery on their birds, and that's not acceptable from a welfare perspective. There's some YouTube videos telling people how to, it's a crop surgery, so cutting into one of the digestive organs that's close to the skin and the neck, and it's like you're not supposed to be doing surgery without anesthesia and pain meds, and that's being put out there. Just all kinds of crazy treatments that don't work for the conditions, and so probably leading to a lot of unnecessary suffering in birds. Not because people are intentionally trying to do wrong things, it's just there's a lot of misinformation out there, and that's one of the things we'd like to combat with this project.
And Carolyn Gates says work's underway to get more resources together for poultry owners and vets.
Was she saying people operating on their chickens?
Yeah, unfortunately so. Yes, not recommended.
Good Lord.
No, I've never carried out backyard surgery on my chickens. I just thought I'd clarify that.
That's not good at all. No. All right. Wet weather. The wet weather. Yeah, we had a wee reprieve over the weekend. That was lovely. But it's coming back, I hear. Now, that has been causing issues for shearing gangs.
Yeah, the director at Peter Lyon Shearing in Alexandra says this winter's rain is the worst she's seen in almost 40 years on the job. Elsie Lyon says after a month of only being able to shear half the week due to the rain, it finally eased a little bit and the company got in a seven full days of work.
We were supposed to start one client and it took us 10 days to get there. Just every day it was just wet, wet, wet. So, I mean, you know, they'd be frustrated too. Like, you can't do much about it. Like, sometimes you can get, you know, a day's rain, but not, like, continuous like this. And there's flooding and everything, so it's just unbelievable. You know, we get real hard frost and it's cold, but we always get beautiful days. But, you know, this season's been different.
She says it's been a logistical nightmare working around the rain.
You're just trying to keep everyone happy. You've got staff arriving and then you can't start them for 2 or 3 days because it's been so wet. So, yeah, it's just been one of those seasons. I've never really seen it this wet before.
That's Elsie Lyons, and as you mentioned, forecast rain for the rest of the week, especially in Southland. That's the rural news.
Yes, bit of a nightmare that. Thank you very much, Sally, with the rural news there.